I bring you greetings,
my radio friends.
Today we want to conclude the message we started last time.
I love my master.
We read last time from
Deuteronomy chapter 15.
Now let me refresh our memory by reading
Deuteronomy chapter 15 from verses 12 to 18. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the 7th year, you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. You shall supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, from your winepress, from what the Lord has blessed you with, you shall give to him. Verse 15, you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. And if it happens that he says to you, verse 16, I will not go away from you because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, to your female servant, you shall do likewise. I love my master.
We've come again, dear Lord, to search your word, and we trust that you refresh us by your word through the instrumentality of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our text is one of the many laws God's redeemed people of Israel were expected to observe.
We said that
Orthodox Jews, by Orthodox Jews we mean religious Jews, up till today have much more than 10 commandments to keep. A present day Orthodox Jewish woman says, and I quote, I have been keeping kosher and observing the Jewish Sabbath my entire life. By kosher, she means Jewish dietary laws. I've been keeping kosher and observing Jewish Sabbath my entire life, along with striving to stick to the 611 commandments of the Torah, the first 5 books of the Old Testament. She's been observing the dietary laws that you find in the Old Testament. She's been keeping the Sabbath her entire life. And besides, she's been striving to keep the 611 commandments given to them in the Torah. Thank God that we live by His grace. Our text addresses the freeing of bond slaves or servants. The freedom of Jewish bond servants was mandatory after 6 years.
And we said that
the bond servant had 2 choices to make. Freedom to separate from his or her master after 6 years, or to live with continuing servitude or slavery. The bond servant who chose to remain with his or her master after 6 years, his or her master would pierce his or her ear at the door as a confirmation of the choice to leave after 6 years. This piercing of the ear of the bond servant at the door was his or her way of saying eloquently, I now choose to belong to this household permanently and have come under the authority of my master, not out of compulsion, but out of love. His or her service from now on becomes an expression of love, which is freedom indeed. Who is the master in question? The Lord Jesus Christ. Like the bond servant of Deuteronomy 15, Jesus became God's willing bond servant. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. How did the master, the bond servant, demonstrate his love?
We said that
it was sacrificial. He demonstrated his love for the Father and for you and for me by sacrificing himself. He demonstrated his love out of humility in a humble manner. Thirdly, it was in purity. Fourthly, this bondservant served in prayer.
Let us quickly go to
the demands of the master. What are the demands of the master? The demands of the master are very simple. The master did not only set an example for us, he expects us to follow his example. That's why he says in John chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, John 13, verses 15 and 16, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who has sent him." The master demands that we serve as bond servants the way he served. And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That mind of the bond servant is what he expects us to have. The master wants us to have the mindset of a bond servant. And with this mindset, he demands that we serve him as he served the Heavenly Father, sacrificially. Is your service for the master sacrificial? Or do you serve the master at your own convenience? Today we have come in Christendom to a time when sacrifice has become an anathema. Nobody speaks of sacrifice anymore because everybody wants to prosper. God wants to prosper his people, no doubt. But sacrificing for the kingdom is the example that Jesus has set for us. He wants us to serve humbly, in humility. There are some who would not serve in certain positions in the house of God because it's a humble position. They want to serve God in the place where they will be seen, in the place where they will be visible. You ask them to do certain things in the house of God, they feel you are insulting them. The master wants us to serve in purity of heart. Without purity, no service will be acceptable in the sight of God. Beloved, what is the state of your mind? What are the contents of your thoughts? Are they pure? And he wants us to serve him in much prayer. Serving him sacrificially, serving him humbly, serving him in purity of heart, serving him with much prayer. This is what it means to say, "I love my master." Those who went before us served him with the same mindset. Let me give you some examples of those who had gone before us. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 1 verse 1, we read, "Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God." A bond servant. Apostle Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1, "Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ." Peter, he said he was a bond servant of Christ. Some other examples that have been set for us by those who went ahead of us. James, in James chapter 1 verse 1. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. James, a bond servant. Finally, in the interest of time, Jude. In Jude verse 1, it says, "Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ." Those who went before us. Let me conclude with the response of the bond servant. Are you a bond servant of Jesus Christ? You become a bond servant of Jesus Christ the moment he redeems you from slavery to sin in the experience of the new birth. Have you had this experience of the new birth? Have you had this experience of becoming a bond servant of Jesus Christ? If you have not, today is your day. And please make sure that you do. And if your experience of the new birth is genuine, you will say, "Yes, indeed, I am a bond servant of Jesus Christ." And if you say, "Yes, indeed, you are," then your life is no longer your own. For he paid a very high price for your life. The songwriter puts it, "My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. I give myself to
to you.
Having given yourself to him as a bondservant, your ears should be open. Your ears should be open to hear his voice. Your ears should be tuned not to the pleasures of this world, but to the word of God. And your primary motivation for serving him should be love, not fear, not the desire for rewards, not the desire for competition. Love would be your motivation. Are you a born servant of Christ who can say, by the way you live and serve, I love my master? Before we go, let me share with you the words of this servant of God, R.M. Edgar. Based on Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 16, he says, and I quote, "We are the Lord's slaves after having become the Lord's free men. He delivers us from the slavery of sin, and then he introduces us to his service. And lo, we find it so blessed that we insist on our ears being bored or pierced, and our being made his slaves forever." Now, obedience is the slavery of love. I love my master. Can you say, dear, I love my master above all persons and above everything in this world? And can you say with the psalmist in Psalm 73 verse 25, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you." I love my master. Shall we pray? In this moment of prayer, reflect, dear one. Reflect on your relationship with the master. Can you truly say, by the way you live, by the thoughts you think, by the things, the words you say, can you truly say, I love my master? Have you experienced the salvation that Jesus Christ gave to the world when he became a bond servant of the Heavenly Father? He paid a high price. Have you received him as your Savior? If you have not, this is your time. And if you have, please make up your mind from now on to live in such a way that those around you will know that you love your master. And those of you who are giving your life to the Lord Jesus, just pray a simple prayer and tell him, "God, I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and take full control. And Lord, as they do, destroy every work of Satan in and around them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them experience you indeed. Let old things pass away. Let all things become new in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Are they sick? May you heal. May you touch them now, O God, at that point where they need your touch. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the time they will spend this weekend in your presence be very fruitful, be very meaningful. May it be a memorable time in their lives and in their experiences. Thank you, blessed Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Amen.